This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Tuesday, December 24th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. In the news this morning, a local connection to President Biden's decision to commute almost all federal death sentences to life in prison.
I just think it's a tragedy that Biden did that.
Former federal prosecutor Ed Dowd put Norris Holder on death row. He says Holder and an accomplice viciously killed a security guard during a 90s St. Louis bank robbery.
One of them had written on his stomach, "Cash Money." And that's why they decided to end Richard Heflin's life.
Dowd says Biden should have left the decisions in the hands of the juries and judges who heard all of the evidence and made the decisions. KMOX's Stuart McMillan will go in depth with the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri at 8:45.
A local Republican also against the death penalty.
I believe there's Ten Commandments out there that say, "I shall not kill."
Oakville State Rep. Jim Murphy has pre-filed a bill that abolishes the death penalty and specifies that any person sentenced to death must be given life in prison without parole. He says this aligns with his pro-life beliefs that all lives matter.
It's not up to the state or me to make judgment on that. I'll leave that up to my lord.
The Republican tells Missouri Net our justice system has made a lot of mistakes when putting inmates to death, but he doesn't believe that those that commit heinous crimes should be made comfortable. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
It's now 8:04. A Missouri lawmaker is pushing to restart the discussion on merging St. Louis City and County. Representative Ian Mackey, a Democrat from the St. Louis region, has pre-filed a bill that would put the question of regional consolidation to a statewide vote, which he says is drawing the most criticism.
Most of the municipalities that exist in St. Louis County exist under the creation of a state statute. This idea that we somehow have a local government that is completely separate and apart and independent from our state government is just a fundamental misunderstanding of how our government is structured. The state needs to be involved.
In 1875, Missouri revised its constitution to allow St. Louis to separate from St. Louis County, but it wasn't until the following year when a local vote, along with strong support from city voters, approved the split.
St. Louis City previously promised traffic safety upgrades in the area where a car drove into the Ted Drew's Christmas tree lot Sunday night, injuring multiple people. KMOX's Stuart McMillan pressed Mayor's spokesman Connor Kerrigan on the issue.
If those bollards were in place, this crash last night would have avoided hitting people there at that lot. Is that true?
I wouldn't be able to confirm that. Like I said, that's currently under investigation right now.
St. Louis City Police say the driver, 19-year-old Rasul Al-Janabi, has been charged for leaving the scene. The official story is the driver was avoiding another car on the road when he drove into people at Ted Drew's. An off-duty police officer remains in critical but stable condition after his head was injured in the crash. Five others were injured, including a 12-year-old girl with a leg injury. Al-Janabi remains held without bond.
KMOX, the voice of St. Louis, began broadcasting 99 years ago today on December 24th. 1925. The station's founders originally wanted the call sign to be KVSL for Voice of St. Louis, or KMO for Missouri. They added the X to mark its Christmas Eve launch, referencing Christmas Eve. From the KMOX business desk, a University City business owner has been granted his own clemency from President Biden for his time served trafficking marijuana.
Hey, I can live in Rio de Janeiro for 6 months and party. Hey, I can live in Dubai.
It was quite a lavish lifestyle that Tommy Anderson used to lead, but that was before he was convicted nearly 7 years ago. He tells Fox 2 it was for his nationwide marijuana business.
It was just an entrepreneurial spirit in the wrong line of business before its time.
Anderson says he didn't believe he was doing anything harmful because recreational marijuana was legal in some states then. He says President Biden likely commuted his sentence because he's the president of two legitimate companies now.
These are all, you know, metrics that were presented before the pardons office attorney that said, wow, this is really the kind of model that we're looking at.
He also credits the Last Prisoner Project for fighting on his behalf. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
Lindenwood University has made a second acquisition, this time the St. Charles School expanding into vocational training and technical education by acquiring Texas-based Ancora Education. According to the Business Journal, Ancora has nearly 7,000 students at five technical schools with 18 campuses. In 2019, Lindenwood formed a mergers and acquisitions team to increase revenue and address declining enrollment. Its first acquisition was Dorsey College, the oldest career college in Michigan.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.